As you're aware, the tragedy that happened in Krisla in October of 2022, the Irish Red Cross had raised a total of just over 1.9 million. And when that had been dispersed among the families and those affected, there had been a balance of 165,000 left over. And so after several meetings, along with the families, those that were affected, the community organisation here, ourselves, and the wider community, it was put to them what could be done with this balance and how would the community and those affected benefit. And priorities were agreed throughout those consultations, and here we are now with the balance and this launch of the website for funding.
And in developments like this, I think it's always important for the community, especially when it suffers such a tragedy, that it's important that things are always happening to make sure these things aren't forgotten, and to keep pushing and to keep doing what we can to help those who have been infected and impacted by it.
That's correct, David. So, as I say, the Red Cross have done tremendous work to get us to this point. And we can't forget what has, we'll never forget what has happened here, and it's the families and the wider community that are at the heart of this. As I say, they've been consulted, we've been consulted, and priorities were agreed. So we have a balance of 165,000, and this is an opportunity now for our local groups here, such as the youth clubs, the sporting groups, our schools, and even the likes of ourselves that may apply for funding towards trauma support. So this is an ongoing thing, David. It's going to be intergenerational, and so this is medium-term funding, but there will also be, I guess, an arm of this funding that we will look to the months and years ahead when people will need the support and will continue to need the support here in Krisla.